Good afternoon. This is woodblock printmaker David Ball. I'm here in my Sasaragi studio workshop. And before we try and record our soundscape this afternoon, I guess I better try and explain some of the things that you're going to hear. It's a nice sunny afternoon in May. Spring is here again, and got the windows open. And the sound you can hear is, of course, the Kiyomi River outside. It's a bit high because there was nice rain yesterday, the day before. We've got a good flow of water. Very nice environment for me to sit and do my work. When I start the soundscape, we'll let the mic run for 30 minutes or so. Give you a nice long piece of audio that you can sit and loop and listen to bring you into my world, the world of making these prints. As I said, though, some of the sounds may be confusing, so I'm going to have a short run through now. Good to go step by step and explain to you exactly what it is you're going to hear. The paper is stacked up in front of me. There's 112 sheets in there. It's going to be a couple of hours work for me to get through them. But for each sheet, the routine is very much the same. It'll start like this. I first splash a bit of water on, and the little tool I use to put the water on goes back into its cup with a little ding sound. Next up is a bit of paste, and again, the stick of wood I use makes a small sound as it goes back in. The third part of the recipe that goes on each block is a little bit of pigment. I doubt you can hear the sound of it going on, but again, the applicator might make a ding, there it is, as it goes back into its cup. With the water, pigment, and paste on the block, now it's time to brush them out. The brush is sort of like a shoe brush. Not quite as large, but the same kind of construction. After the pigments and paste are spread out, I smooth them off. And the final few strokes should be very, very soft, almost inaudible. I'll now reach under the plastic sheet and pull out the top piece of paper that's lying on top, face down. The paper goes on the block, in the corner, registration mark, and down, and now my Baron tool. Gets a bit of a rub on its pad, perhaps a little twist, this doesn't happen every time. A rub on the pad. And now onto the back of the paper. It's hard work. It needs, of course, firm pressure to get the pigment completely embedded into the fibers of the paper. Then peel it off. And under the plastic paper, under the plastic cover on my right-hand side. That's one cycle. Let's do it again without me talking. That's water, paste, and pigment. Brushing, get the paper, and the rubbing. Off and put it away. There we are. That's two sheets done, only 110 left. So I'll finish this intro file and restart the audio recorder, and we'll let it run for a half an hour or so. I hope you enjoy sitting with me in my Sasaragi studio as I make some of these prints. Thank you for listening.